Lamed Gimel. Vayikasher Met Yidon. And when Gidon died, Yeshua ben Yisrael v'yiznu acharei ha'balim, Israel returned to worshipping the idols, the Baal. Yesimu lehem Baal Brit l'Elohim, and they worshipped a particular idol called Baal Brit. V'lo zachru ben Yisrael Hashem And the children of Israel did not listen to their God. They did not remember their God that saved them from all their enemies around them. Nor did they do chesed, nor did they do perform kindness for the house of Yerubal Gidon. All the good that was done to Israel. In other words, Gidon had done so much good for them, but they did not recompense, did not in any way pay back his house. Now, we're up to a new shofet, and his name is Avimelech. Avimelech means Avimelech, Avi?
My father
is a king. Vayelech Avimelech Baal ben Yerubal. Now, that's his son. So his name is Avimelech, he's the son of Yerubal, is the same as Gidon. He has two names. He came to Shechem el Achei Imo, to his mother's brother. Now, apparently, this Avimelech was the son of a different woman. He had, right, a different wife, I think. Vidaber aleihem el kol mishpachat beit avi imo leimor, and he spoke to them and all his mother's house, saying, his grandfather's house, saying, he said to them, why should 70 men rule over you? Wouldn't it be better for you to have one person? Like, he's playing into their desire for a one-man king. Now, Avimelech, as we'll see, is not the best guy. He's not the best, and he doesn't go to the best people. Shechem, the city of Shechem, they were never the best quality people. So, now, and Gidon's family lived in Ophrah, you might remember, near Beit El. Avimelech goes to his mother's family. His mother is a different mother than the other sons of Avimelech. Everybody got that so far? His mother is a different... I don't know if I'm being so clear, so coherent. I'll say it again. Avimelech's mother is a different mother than Avimelech's other sons. Evidently, he has more than one wife. And he goes to Shechem. Now, Shechem is probably a non-Jewish city, as we'll see from their behavior. Not the Jews couldn't go off, but we'll see from the behavior they are. So he goes to his mother's family. And he says, look, why do you want the other sons of Gidon ruling you? The other 70 sons. Now, that's quite a lot of sons Gidon had, yeah? So wouldn't it be better if I, who's you related to, would be your ruler? Would you prefer me? So let me rule over you because I'm your flesh and blood. So all of his mother's house spoke to the people who lived in Shechem, called him all these things. They followed Avimelech because he was their brother. And they gave him 70 coins, 70 pieces of silver from the house of their god, lowercase g. And with that money, Avimelech hired boorish, impetuous men. You know, he hired bullies. He hired no goodniks. You know, that was going to be his chevra, or his army, or his followers, or his...
Entourage.
What? Entourage, you know, these empty... impetuous people. Now he came to his father's house, where his stepbrothers, his half-brothers live. Vayarog et Achav, and he killed them. He killed all 70 of them. Bnei Yubal Shivim, Ish al Eved Achad at one time, Vivater Yotam ben Yubal Hakatan ki Nechban. Only one was stayed alive, and that was Yotam, who he was the youngest. And the reason he stayed alive is because he hid. The other 69 got killed, and only Yotam stayed alive, and he's the youngest of the group. Va'yesvu kol b'nei ba'alei Shechem v'chol beit milo v'yelchu v'yamluchu et Avimelech le'melech. And all the people of Shechem got together, and they made Avimelech, they crowned him, coronated him as king. Well, God is our king. What is that business, king? So they coronate him as king. Okay? Pasuk Zayin, v'yegidu yilo Yotam, and this was told to Yotam, the one remaining half-brother. V'yelech v'yamod b'rosh har ha'grizim, and he went and stood on the mountain of Grizim. Anybody remember what the mountain of Grizim is?
Goodness.
It's what? It's where the bracha was given. There's Eval and Grizim, remember? And they stood on one mountain and gave the bracha, the other mountain gave the klalav. So Grizim is the bracha mountain. So he went and stood on the mountain. Now the mountain of Grizim, you might also remember, is a mountain overlooking a valley. And what city is in the valley? Shechem. Shechem. So he stands on the mountaintop. He overlooks the people of Shechem. And he lifted his voice. Now he's going to give a monologue. But the monologue, in this monologue, is a metaphor. Now, I realize most of you gals out there are city gals. Yeah. But if you kind of imagine an agricultural society where people know the names of grasses and bushes and they relate to them in a certain way, right? So, yeah, you know, you'll have to kind of get into that a little bit to understand his metaphor. Because he has a very, very powerful message. It's a very powerful message he's going to give the people of Shechem. And that is, Yikra v'yomer lahem, Shimu elai balei Shechem. Listen up, you people of Shechem. Yishma aleichem Elokim. And if you listen, God will listen to you. Okay, here's the story. Halo halchu ha'etzi, Limshoch aleichem melech. The trees wanted to coronate for themselves a king. Maybe you artists in the group can, you know, or you can put in a picture in your head. The trees wanted to coronate for themselves a king. So they said to the olive tree, what's an olive tree look like?
It's short.
It's short,
it's
and?
Gnarled.
It's gnarled and twisted. It's antique. It's old.
Yeah.
Olive trees last hundreds and hundreds and thousands of years. They last a long time. They're considered to be very stately, even though they're short. Very stately, and really, even today, the Arab people relate to the olive tree as the source of their bracha, really. God is the source of their bracha, but the source of their living and their connection with the land. That's what it is, the connection with the land. The olive tree is very stately. So they went to the olive tree, and they said, Malcha Aleinu. They said to the olive tree, you be our king. You're stately. You're antique. You look the part. You be our king. So the olive tree said to them, Hechadati et dishni asher bi yechabdu Elokim v'anashim. Should I leave my richness through which man and God honor, give honor? Now, how does man and God give honor through the olive?
They
also eat it. What else? Korbanos, not so much korbanos. The menorah is lit with olive oil. So here, that one of the central things in the Beit HaMikdash is the olive oil. So should I leave my olive? Should I leave, you know, the kavod that I get? And by the way, olive oil also anoints kings. These olive oil to anoint kings. They use olive oil to anoint a kohen gadol. Should I leave that? Alachti lanua aleitzim, and I should go to lanua. Lanua means to sway. Now there's a double imagery here. What's should I go to sway over the trees? What's the double entendre? What does sway mean?
To Literally to sway. Dilly-dally.
And also means to dilly-dally, right? Like, should I... You want me to leave my stately position as the anointer of kings, as the oil of the menorah, to sway over the trees? Should I leave my good job for that, like, for that job? So the trees went to the fig tree. Now, by the way, both the olive and the fig tree are indigenous to the land of Israel. So the fig tree also, what does the fig tree look like?
Branches that go everywhere.
Branches that go everywhere, big leaves, lots of shade, and fruit. Fruit. Right? Delicious, sweet fruit. It's edible inside and out. The whole thing is edible. So quite a luscious tree. They said to the fig tree, why don't you rule over us? So the fig tree said to them, should I leave my sweetness and my produce and go to sway over the tree? Should I go do that? So now they go to the grape vine. Is it a tree or a what bracha do you say on it? Grapes. Even though it doesn't have a big trunk, you still say eights on it, right? And what's beautiful about it? What's beautiful about a vineyard? It spreads everywhere. What else? You can climb it. It also gives shade. It also gives a lot of shade, by the way. And what's it used for?
Wine.
It's used on the mizbeach as a sacrifice, right? It also, yayin mesamech. It makes people happy. You have a simcha, you drink a little wine. You have a suda, you drink a little wine, right? So they go to the vineyard. They say, at molchi aleinu. Why don't you rule over us? What says the vineyard? I should leave my grapes that brings joy to God and to man and go sway over the trees? Everybody has a job in Kedusha. Like, I should leave my Kedusha to be a dilly-dallier? Should I do that? You think I'm crazy? Right? And each time they go to a tree that's a little, less on the scale. Finally, the trees come to the atad, the thorn bush. Now I'll tell you what an atad is. It's a bush about yay high. It has all its branches are thin, very spindly branches. It's very dry wood. It catches fire easily. I mean, you could use it for kindling wood. Right? So they go to the atad, the thorn bush. Lech atam meloch aleinu. Why don't you rule over us? Vayomar atad el atzim. So the thorn bush said to the trees. What do you think he says?
Sure,
why not? He's got nothing better to do. He's not given wine or grapes or he's not given, olives. So he says, "Im be'emet atem moshchim oti lemelech, if you really want me to be king, aleichem bo chasu b'tzili, come and rest in my shade." What's ironic about that?
He doesn't have
any shade. Come and rest in my shade. Ve'im ayin, and if not, teitzei eish min ha'atan, fire will go out of the thorn bush. But tochal et arze halbano, and it will consume the trees of Lebanon. Well, the trees of Lebanon are very stately and tall and beautiful. But an atat is firewood, right? Burn down a whole forest. So they come to him, they say, well, be our king. He says, okay, I'll be your king. And if you don't make me your king, I'll kill you. I'll burn you. That's a nice guy. The atayim be... okay, now that's the metaphor. That's the parable that this Yotam tells to the people of Shechem. Can you guess for yourself who is the atad? Who are the other trees?
Abimelech.
Avimelech is the Atzal. Is the Atzal. What, you want a thorn bush to rule over you? And who are the other trees?
The sages.
It could be the sages. It could be also Gidon. Like, you know, you went from somebody, you asked Gidon to be your king. He said no. So, you know, you just kept going along and going until you found the lowest of the low. You found a thorn bush. That's thorn bush. Yotam. You found someone who will burn you. You found someone who has no shadow. That's his metaphor. Now, if you did this in, you know, you can imagine the tone of voice. If you did this in all innocence and sincerity, to make Avimelech your king. And if you think you did well with Yerubal, with Gidon, and his household, who are all now dead, if you think you paid him back fairly, that my father fought for you, and he put his life on the line for you, he saved you from the hands of Midian. If you think that you're doing the right thing by my father, Yerubal slash Gidon, you have rose against my father's house today. The Targuit Banav Shivimish, you've killed his 70 sons, Al Evan Achad, with one stone. And you've made Avimelech the son of his concubine. Avimelech isn't even the son of his full wife. You took the Atad. Right? You think you did the right thing. So you know what? Make him your king. He's your brother. And if you really dealt fairly and innocently with his household, rejoice in Avimelech, and he will also rejoice in you. You know, you deserve each other. Enjoy. Now, do you think that Yotam really thought he would convince them? Probably not. These aren't the kind of people you convince. You know? It's like trying to convince the mafia to go straight. Like, it's probably not going to work. Good luck. And if not, let fire come out of Avimelech, and it will consume the people in Shechem, at Beit Milo, and then the fire will go out of Shechem and consume Avimelech. You're going to eat each other up alive. He'll consume you, you'll consume him. Vayanas Yotam vayivrach, and Yotam fled, because he didn't really expect an answer. He ran away and he fled. Vayenach be'er vayeshiv sham mimei Avimelech achiv, and he went to a place called Be'er, and because he wanted to get away from his, you know, his from Avimelech, his brother. So he doesn't say these words because he expects an answer, he expects tshuva. He just wants to make his voice known, and then he runs away. So you probably guessed the end of the story. Give me a guess.
War.
You said war? Yeah, war. Anybody else want to take a guess?
Yotam gets killed.
Yotam gets killed?
No, Avimelech
gets killed. The people of Shechem get killed.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see. But Yashar Avimelech al Yisrael Shaloshanim. And Avimelech ruled over Israel for 3 years. Now, that word Vayashar, there's many different words for ruling in the Hebrew language. The Moshel, there's Melech, and here we have one, Yashar, Shrara. Shrara is tyranny. And Avimelech was tyrannized. He was a master for 3 years. Vayishlach Elokim Ruach Ra'ben Avimelech Ubein Balei Shechem. And God sent a bad spirit between Avimelech and the people of Shechem. Vayivgedu Balei Shechem Ba'Avimelech, and the people of Shechem betrayed Avimelech. Lavocham Ashirim B'nei Bru, and this was God's way of bringing about the revenge for the violence against the sons of Yerubbaal, were murdered by Avimelech. God brings a bad spirit between them. They're angry at each other. This is God's way of taking vengeance. Pasuk Kafhei 25. Vasimelo Balei Shechem Arvim Al Rosh Harim, and the people of Shechem set up ambushes against him, against Avimelech, on the mountains. Vigzaluat Kol Asher Yavor Alehem Baderech, and they robbed anyone who passed by them on the road. But you got Avimelech, and it was told to Avimelech. So they set up ambushes against him on the highways. Now, Kavav. Vayavo Gaal ben Eved. What a great name. Now, a fellow by the name of Gaal, the son of Eved, comes. Now, what's Gaal mean?
Gaal is a Gila.
No, that would be with an Aleph. Gaal with an Ayin. Go. Yeah?
I was looking at the English.
You're looking at the English?
Yeah, it's Gaal with an
ayin.
Yeah.
It's Gaal with an ayin. Mag'il. What's Mag'il in modern Hebrew? It's a Mag'il.
Disgusting.
So that's a good name. Disgusting. Gaal. Gaal tells you who he is. Disgusting. Ben Eved. What's Eved mean?
Why would you name your kid that?
Well, you know, in ancient times, you named your kid, and then there were other nicknames that came up as you to describe who they were. Gaal Ben Eved. That's his name. Lovely name.
So Gaal's not like his... The name is...
You know why? It's like you could name your kid Lawrence, and the kids in school could name him Stinky. You know? And that, like... That just sticks, you know? Bibi Netanyahu. What kind of name is that for a prime minister? Bibi. It's his childhood name. They called him Bibi. So Bibi. The Bibi's like baby. Bibi, you know? I don't know, I'm against anything. It's not a disgusting name, Bibi, but it's not a grown-up name, you know. But it's stuck, you know. It's his name, Bibi. Huh, right? So he comes, this fellow by the name of Gaal ben Eved, and he's going to offer his services instead of Avimelech. And we know he's a great guy, because his name is Gaal ben Eved. V'yavru b'Shechem, and he passed through Shechem. V'yivtechu bo ba'alei Shechem, and the people of Shechem now trusted him. They transferred their allegiance from Avimelech to Gaal. Big improvement. V'yetzu ha'sadeh, v'yivtzeru et kameh, v'yidrichu, v'yasu hilulim. They went out to their field, harvested their vineyards, and they trampled on them, and they made a hilulaze party. The wine harvest party. We have all Beit Eloheim, and then they went to the house of their God, because that's what you used to do in the house of your God, is you used to drink. You know, they say that in the houses of Avodah Zarah, you know, everything that wasn't allowed by Hashem was allowed by the gods. That's why people like those Avodah Zarah things. They were allowed orgies, and they were allowed drinking fests, you know. Gods like those kinds of things. So, as you can imagine, people create gods in their own desire. You know, God created us in his image, but people create gods in their desire. And that's what Chazal tell us. The gods the Jewish people worship, only they like them because they permitted them to do what they wanted to do. So they made this party, they got drunk, they went to the house of their gods. They ate, they drank, they cursed Avimelech.
Nice.
Gaal ben Eved, mi Avimelech umi Shechem, ki na'avdenu. And Gaal says, who is Avimelech and who is Shechem that we should serve him? Alo ben Bural, uzvu pikido, ivdu et achei chamur avi Shechem. So is he not the son of Yerubbaal, and is not Zvul his officer? Now, what does Zvul mean? Also a very nice name. Fly. Now, Zvul could also mean border. Like Zvul Beit Tifartenu, it could be a nice word, Zvul. But it also could mean fly. Like, you know, so his general is fly. Right, Avimelech's general. He's got the best and the brightest. They all went to Harvard. They serve the people of Hamor, Avishchem. Why should we serve them? Let's get out of that reign. So he riles the people against Avimelech, You know, and he says, who would make me the, you would make me the, give me the army, I'll go fight them. So now we have war, as you predicted, between Avimelech and Gaal. So they go out to the fields. Actually, they set up an ambush at night, I think it is. Avimelech and his people come out of the gates of the city into the fields. They ambush them, and they kill them. I'm not going to go into the whole war. I'll turn the page.